Good morning.
Good morning.
It is a good morning as we gather together today to receive the rich blessings of life and faith and word and sacrament. Amen?
Amen.
All right. But before we get started, we do have a few announcements. And again, my encouragement to you every week is to find a way in which to participate in the life of the church and to invite others into that participation, whether it is online in some format or perhaps here on site in our campus. I realize COVID has changed all of our plans. But that doesn't mean that the plans of the Lord have been changed, and they continue to unfold before our very eyes and his faithfulness. And so he invites us into that as well. So though a couple of announcements. First, don't forget today is $5 Sunday. Remember, that's the first Sunday of every month. We invite you just to give $5 towards missions. You can use the blue envelope in the pew back in front of you. If you're a congregational member and you have a box of envelopes that you've received from our treasurer, you can use the one designated special mission offering. Or if you're giving online, there is a category there for $5 Sunday or missions giving. And again, thank you for your participation in $5 Sunday over the past few years. We have done a great job, and I commend you for your response to that. A little bit goes a long way, right? And in this case, it does. And so thank you for your support of the mission work of the church, whether locally, nationally, or internationally. And we give thanks to God for that opportunity. Also, don't forget on your way out to pick up your portals of prayer. All right. That is the three-month prayer booklet put together by our church body to help you in your daily devotions. We've got plenty of copies out in the lobby. If you need a large print copy, just contact the office, as we do have a few of those set aside for folks who prefer that. Also, don't forget, we continue with our Bible studies immediately after church. We've got my class on Galatians, and Jim Busby continues to teach Lutheranism 101 for those of you who are interested in the Lutheran faith and what that means for us in our confession, or if you're new to the church and want to learn more about that as well. We also have a Thursday morning ladies' Bible study, too, that you can partake of, and that happens online. And so that opens up the door for even more participation. So we give thanks for those opportunities. But also, I want to give thanks this morning on a special occasion. All right. Today is Bill Daring's 25th anniversary at Holy Cross. Let's give Bill a sanctified round of applause. Bill started playing the organ when he was 19. And I think you've played over 7,045 services. So God willing, is 7,000 more, I guess, right? But hey, Bill, we've got something for you from the congregation as a thank you gift for your 25 years of faithful service. Angie is going to hand you the gift. You could turn around and see. You don't have to open the gift now. You can do that later if you want with Lucille. But we as the church want you to know how much we appreciate your faithful service to the congregation and how for the last 25 years you have, as you say, served the Lord with gladness. So again, thank you for that service to the church. We would have had a reception today in honor and celebration of Bill's ministry, but COVID prevents that. Bill actually is going on to serve at another congregation after this, so that's why he scoots out of here so fast. But again, Bill, thank you for 25 years. We appreciate your service to the church. So If you haven't already told Bill, thank you. Take the time sometime this week to reach out to him. And we've got a special prayer request, too, in our service today for him. So, again, congratulations, Bill. All right. So, again, find some time in which to look through the announcements, whether here online or here in the insert or online, and join us in one way or another. Well, the Lord calls and gathers us now by His Spirit and continues to promise His good gifts to us as His people. And so as you're able, I invite you to stand as we go before Him for our confession and assurance of forgiveness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. By what we have done and by what we have left undone, we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. To those who believe in Jesus Christ, he gives the power to become children of God and bestows on them the Holy Spirit. May the Lord, who has begun this good work in us, bring it to completion in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We continue with our opening hymn, Glorious Things of You Are Spoken. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, glorious things of you are spoken, sung, praised, made known to the world around us by these very lips of ours. And so we continue to pray as your people, we would never lose sight of the marvelous things you have done for us, of your grace, of your mercy, of your power, of your very presence in our lives as your people, that despite the earthly circumstances around us, we recognize, celebrate your love for us and Jesus and the security that we have in him as your people. So continue by your Holy Spirit to work in our hearts and minds this day, to remind us of your glorious nature, of the marvelous things that you have done, and encourage us as we face the world before us, heading into the week, as you call us into our different contexts to bear witness to this love and power and grace. So thank you for gathering us this morning, whether here literally on site or virtually, that wherever we are, we know that we are yours. In Jesus' name, all God's people say, amen. You may be seated.
Good morning. Please join in today's responsive psalm. It's taken from Psalm 80, verses 7 through 19. Restore us, O God of hosts. Let your face shine that we may be saved.
You brought the lion out of Egypt. You drove out the nations and planted
it. You cleared the ground for it. It took deep root and filled the land. It sent out its branches to the sea and its shoots to the river.
By then, you can grow it down into walls, so that all who pass along the way collect its fruit.
The boar from the forest ravages it, all and all that move into the field feed on it.
Turn again, O God of hosts, look down from heaven and see thee, have regard for this vine.
The stock that your right hand planted, and for the Son, whom you made strong for yourself.
They have burned it with fire. They have cut it down. May they be perished from the beauty of your face.
But let your hand be on the man of your right hand, the Son of Man, whom you have made strong for yourself.
Then we shall not turn back to you. Give us life, and we will call upon your name.
Restore us, O Lord God of hosts. Let your face shine that we may be saved. This is the word of the Lord. Today's reading is taken from Isaiah, the fifth chapter of Isaiah, verses 1 through 7. The vineyard of the Lord is destroyed. Let me sing for my beloved my love song concerning his vineyard. My beloved have a vineyard on a very fertile hill. He dug it and cleared it of stones, and he planted it with choice vines. He built a watchtower in the midst of it and hewed out a wine vat in it. And he looked for it to yield grapes, but it yielded wild grapes. Oh, now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem and men of Judah, judge between me and my vineyard. What more was there to do for my vineyard that I have not done in it? When I looked for it to yield grapes, why did it yield wild grapes? And now I tell you what I will do to my vineyard. I will remove its hedge, and it will be devoured. I will break down its wall, and it shall be trampled down. I will make it a waste. It shall be pruned and hoed, and briars. It shall not be pruned or hoed, and briars and thorns shall grow up.